about our Father's business. Grind mode, filled with this Holy Spirit, that's a cheat code. Holiness the standard, we never fold. We about to make a scene, episode.
Spirit.
yo, we are back. Bruh. Episode 85, dog, of season 2 of the Not the Same podcast, hosted by this one word, C. Mike, and that one word over there, Mr. Rod Redeemed. We are glad, gracious, happy, and elated, and any other big word we can think of to be back with y'all for another music and faith show that we do every single Thursday night, unless we got something going on where family intervenes, and there ain't no problem there. If you're mad about it, we care about it this much.
No.
Not at all. Because family first. You know what I'm saying? But we try to be here as much as we can. That's how we up to 185 shows. When we say season 2, we don't switch the season until we get to 100. So we're in season 2 of the Music and Faith show. We are also in season 2 of the sports show. Which
sports
is
show.
Crazy,
yeah,
bro.
Man.
Which means, boy, we've been some podcasting one words.
You ain't lying, bro. Consistent, bro. Yeah, I know, man. It don't even seem like it, but I mean, after a while, you just keep going and going and make it happen. You dig?
What's up, Miss Dingle? Good to see you, sis.
Miss Dingle,
glad you
was fine
through the night. Glad. But without further ado, man, if you are watching us right now exclusively, I say exclusively on YouTube, do what you see on the screen. Number one, hit that like button as well. Hit the subscribe button, and lastly, hit the notification bell. By you hitting the like button, it helps the YouTube algorithm get the jump and let everybody know when y'all that don't be paying attention to your notifications. It'll give you another one real quick to let you know one word. Quit scrolling on Twitter and go on to the Not the Same podcast and see what's going on over there. So do us a solid and go ahead and hit that like button and, you know, handle that for us, brother. Handle that for us.
No, man. Hey, look, we want to give a shout out to our rebroadcasters, our MTMV FAMO. Yeah. MTMV FAMO. We want to say that again. Mm-hmm. Life Show TV, Parable Radio, Praise 365, RYC Praise News, Hiss Hop Radio and Podcast Network, as well as the 520 Collective. Again, those are some of the rebroadcasters of the Not the Same podcast. So if you don't catch us here live and direct exclusively on YouTube on Thursdays, you can catch us on one of the replays, or you can catch us on Spotify, or wherever you may get your streaming listening on for your podcast, be it Apple Music, Spotify, or whoever else is out there streaming these one words as far as the Not the Same podcast go. Give us those 5 stars, them likes, and all that good stuff so that we can keep coming through.
Yes, sir. And if you are on social media, look us up on Twitter, Not the Same Pod, or Instagram, or Facebook and TikTok at Not the Same Podcast, man. Look us up, give us a follow, give us a like. You know what I'm saying? Interact a little bit, man, because, you know, I know you be scrolling on something. Go on and scroll on Not the Same podcast page.
Yeah, man.
You might see something you didn't see on the show live. You know what I mean?
You might.
You never know.
You just might, man. We got them reels coming out, so we trying to do better with the reels so that you guys can see them. So if we've been hitting your timeline and you're tired of us, well, guess what? Just hit a like even anyway. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't watch video, you might be scrolling. Just hit the like button. We appreciate you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and be obedient in 2024, man. Get out of rebellion in 2024. It's a new season.
Facts,
it's a new
facts.
Day, man. Now, I know most of y'all have probably already gave up your workout resolution. We in February now, so, you know, the gym is empty again. It's back like me and Rob like it, where we can get to our weights and get to our exercise machines. But don't give up on us yet. Don't give up on us just yet, man. But anyway, man, let's go on and get to it, man. Without further ado, let's see what's good.
What's good?
Robbie Dean, my brother from another mother, like my homie Larry Rogers on the west side. Some say it's the best side, but we dwell in the Midwest. But be careful on the west side of St. Louis. Tuck in your chain, man. My brother, what's good?
Hey, what's good with me, man, is a couple of milestones. First of all, man, she's not on tonight, but I want to say happy birthday to our sis D. Today is her birthday. It ain't none of your business how old she is. Go ahead and give her
none
a round of applause.
Business.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, give D a round of applause. I know she ain't on here, bro. But anytime somebody see another year, man, we always want to give them, we want to give them love. And then on top of
what's
that, man, we reached a milestone. What's up, Sharon? We reached a milestone, man. We have eclipsed over 15,000 views of the Not the Same podcast, and that's big for us. You know, something 15,000. Yeah, 15K. We excited.
That boy almost said that boy. I heard a tinge of the one word. That boy, it almost came out. All right, be careful.
Almost
said it
with my chest too. That boy about to be one of them strong. You know, them smokers calls when they be like. Yeah, that mother's about to be one of them big strong ones. You dig right, what right. I'm saying?
No ER. But,
yeah, so happy birthday to D. You dig what I mean? I know she won't be on here. She's enjoying Hawaii right now. And out on the islands and all of that good stuff. So hopefully she having a good time.
Aloha,
and then the 15,000 plus views, man. I'm excited about that, and I'm expecting and excited for more. You dig what I mean? What's good with you, C?
What's good with me, man, is just having the ability to have I'm going to salute my brother Rob. He didn't know I'm about to do this, man, but Rob is my brother. And one thing about friendship that I value is to tell you wrong in love, but still tell you wrong. You know what I'm saying? A friend ain't a friend if they always be like, yeah, you good. Yeah, you good. Yeah, you right. Yeah, you right. That's a yes man. A real homie is going to be like, hey, dog, you tripping. Or, dog, hey, man, you could have did this. However they do it, because everybody present their correction different ways.
Right,
but people love you. The Bible says, whom he loves, he corrects. If somebody really love you, they'll give you correction and they'll look out for you, man. So I want to salute my brother. He didn't know I was going to do this.
I didn't.
Give him a salute, man, because I almost said it. That's a real one word over there. Twice today. My brother almost did it. I almost did it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's a real one over there, man. And if you got a real one in your life, man, salute to them. Give them their props. Now, don't wait till something tragic happens. Be like, man, dude was so good. Nah, give people their flowers now while they're living, man. Don't be trying to wait on this stuff, man, because they need it. You never know.
You never know.
My brother could be feeling
I don't care. I know.
So, man, salute to my brother, man. I know some people that know. Rob will probably even share the same sentiment that I get. So, big salute to you, bro, for real. What's up, Hagan?
Hey, man. I'm about to be a one word. Hey, man, give me a round of applause out this.
Dang, bro. I'm going to do all that, but okay. I thought the props was enough, but that brother need a round of applause. You also need one of these, brother. You need a... No. No. I don't need it.
No, I didn't need that one, brother. Wrong show. Hey, yo. Welcome to the Not The Same Podcast. If you just joining us, man. Look, you know we goofy. If y'all tune in, you know me and C. Me and my brother is having a conversation, and y'all joined in. So if this is your first time tuning into the Not The Same Podcast, this is what we do. You hear what I mean? This is what we do. Just having a time. Two brothers talking and inviting y'all in. What I'm saying?
Even God chastises those he loves. Facts.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Yeah.
Trust me. I know.
I know. I'm very aware.
Very aware.
I'm quite aware. Been there, right, done man, that, and a bunch of...
Yeah, let's get the show going, bro.
All right, man. Let's hold up away, man.
In the streets. Boy.
Hold up.
All right, we're going to dig into it. But yeah, man, for real, salute to my brother. Love you, dog. All right.
I love you, bro.
The question for today, how important is it to know how to respond when facing workplace adversity? Now, we talk a lot of things about work because we work.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. Now, this is 6 years ago, see, Michael, when I was doing a lot of shows. And I'd be talking about the Lord and telling people about Jesus. I just stop and interrupt the whole message to say, man, go to work. Get off your couch and make working the mess out your woman. Her back wide as ever because you putting all this stuff on her back. And you supposed to be carrying it. Anyway, back to the subject at hand. You know, I went back in time, brother. Back in time.
You did. Come back, brother.
The question is for tonight, how important is it to know how to respond when facing workplace adversity? Background, if you work anywhere, you will face adversity. It will never always be peachy keen. If it's always peachy keen, you ain't doing nothing. Trust me. If you're doing anything effective, good, bad, sideways, or whatever, you're going to face some adversity. But how important is it to know how to respond when facing that type of adversity? My brother, Mr. Davis.
You know, as you go, I mean, the importance is your response is everything. We've talked about this, not just on this. I didn't even know this was going to be the topic tonight, by the way. It's very important. Yeah. But it's not just your immediate response. It's your response after. Because I found myself in the past... I responded correctly during it. I didn't say anything. But then I start talking about it after. Well, you know they said this about me and blah, blah, blah. Or you know they trying to get me to do this. And that's just as bad as if I didn't respond correctly in the first place because of the aftermath. I'm still talking about some stuff I handled it correctly. I did it what I was supposed to do, but now I'm kind of planting bad seeds about those who wronged me. You dig what I mean? And the Holy Spirit had to convict me. So I have people that I go to and I'll ask, like, hey, work people. Sharon, she on here. She one of them. I'd be like, hey, just self-check as a leader, because Sharon's been knowing me before I got to this capacity, or this position, rather. Hey, am I doing this right? Do you see me doing this, doing that? You know what I mean? Because she can see me in my position now and how I'm handling myself.
Yeah.
So your response initially is great, but it's the after response that's even more important. Are you the one going around now, you backbiting the people who wronged you? And that's I was guilty of backbiting. You know what I mean? Now, was I talking the truth? Yes. I was talking the truth of what they did. But God had already gave me grace to respond correctly, and now here I am planting bad seeds and putting their name in my mouth in a bad way of what they did to me, because I'm looking for people to validate, if you will. Go ahead, Steve.
I think on another hand of this, that's a great point. I didn't think about it like that, because it's not you passing the test initially, but then failing it miserably afterwards because it's re-stirring it up. And when you talk about it again, you probably get angry again, and then you get to the point of backbiting and gossiping, and that's bad too. I think also, too, I think to answer the question, how is it important? How important is it to know how to respond when facing a workplace adversity? I think it's extremely, extremely important, because a lot of times we want to respond in the now. Like, we're looking at right now. We're looking at I was wronged, or I was picked on. I was made an example out of. I was wrongly accused, whatever it may be. I'm just going down the line of things it can be. I was someone lied on me. Someone was shown favor over me. Whatever these things, because we all experience these type things in workplace type situations. And a lot of times, you know, because if you grew up near the streets or around the streets, you handle issues right then. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or you handle issues within the next 3 days. Somebody talking bad about you, talking bad about your mama, you supposed to smack them in the mouth right then. If you don't, you're considered a chump, right?
Yeah.
And then what happens is a lot of us, we bring that into our workplace mentality. So we go to work and somebody get wrong, we got to get them straight right then and there, not looking at the bigger picture. We're looking at the right now. So for example, say you want to get somebody straight right then and there, and it's your boss, and you got a great relationship with your boss. So you can do that with them, and they won't get offended. But they boss seem to be walking right by as you decide to get your boss straight. Guess who going to get in trouble? You, right? You may be cool with your boss. Y'all got that type of relationship where you can be brutally honest. You feel me? In their office, in her office, or in his office, you can be brutally honest. When they boss walking by, and you embarrass them and make them look belittled, oh, it's going to be a problem. I'm just giving you that as an example.
No, that's a great example.
And
actually,
that's how that goes, because you be like, okay, I'm cool. I can do this to them. In the office, you think it's free range everywhere, and it ain't like that. You know, I just say, I don't know how Rob do with his employees. He may be like, yeah, you can talk to me. You can be real. Yeah, to a degree. You know what I'm saying? So then may be like, yeah, bro, you this. And Nick can come walking by. You don't want nobody snapping on you in front of your wife. Still wife, dog. You get what I'm saying? So there's limits to that. So I think it's very important to know how to respond, especially the timing. It's so important, man. Go ahead, bro.
And I think another thing that can pop in is something for me, pride. I respond a certain way, and then everybody, Robert a yes man, or Robert, he just bend over backwards and let them do what he want to do because I'm not responding in a way that they understand. Here's the other thing. My response got to line up with the word. It don't always.
Come on, bro.
But the bigger picture behind it, I know what I represent. I represent the Lord and everything that I try to do. I fail miserably sometimes. I'm in the pocket other times, and other times I'm just skating by. You dig what I'm saying? It's just the truth.
For both
of us. Day-to-day life is living.
Yes.
If you live long enough, keep living, and I'm telling you, you'll have those days.
100%.
But then you have public opinion, and pride can get you. Well, I'm trying to prove. Now you're trying to prove to miserable people that you're not a yes man. And that's very dangerous. You dig what I'm saying? That's why I have to remember, man, you're trying to do your work unto the Lord. But then it'll get you to question yourself. Dang, man, am I a yes man? Am I doing? And you have to ask yourself.
Right.
Because it get back to you. It's just like when you get wrong and you respond correctly, and mm-hmm. now you're the one backbiting. Mm-hmm. Well, you can respond correctly in front of your subordinates. I hate that word, but it's just what it is. Yes. You can respond correctly in front of your subordinates, and your subordinates don't see the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Now they looking at you like, oh, you weak. You just rolled over and let them say and do whatever the case may be.
Right.
Listen, man, when it's all said and done, there's rules. And there's rules in place. And I might not always agree with what the rules are. I may not always agree with what someone put out. But I know I have to adhere to it because I have a whole family to take care of. You know what I mean? I've worked this hard to get to a certain point. Yeah. You can't take that hood mentality, as you said, C,
right.
and bring it in like, man, I'm a grown man. You're going to tell me what and blah, blah, blah. And I'll be grown in jobs, grown and suspended, grown and rolled up. I ain't been rolled up in 21 years. And now I'm grown and rolled up and suspended because I'm trying to prove to the next person I'm not what they think I am because I didn't respond correctly.
And we're going to bring it to this part, too, because we are believers. This is a Christian show. This is a Christian podcast. As a believers, man, whatever happened to the point that we allow God to fight our battles? We got to remember that. You know what I'm saying? Because we be like, yeah, God, I want you to fight this battle. I want you to handle this. I want you to carry this. But you taking too long, so let me do it.
Yeah.
That ain't good. You know what I'm saying?
They like tag team. Tag me in.
Tag me in, Lord. Listen, I'm going to say some stuff I know you ain't going to say to Lord. So let me handle it right quick. I'm going to repent and come back to you. But let me go and talk bad to this person right quick or whatever. Right. You know, but nah, man, I think we have to remember that as believers, dog, our response is everything. And to people that do not understand, it'll make them feel like, okay, you worried about what these people think. No, you're more concerned about how you present yourself as a believer to others. It's very important. It's not about me per se. It's not about Rob per se. It's about future people that could be one to Christ.
Yeah.
Are you sullying it by any action? And any action that does that need to be terminated at any point. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I think about this, you know, well, you know, you should better do this because, you know, you're a grown man and you know, you should better say what you want. I mean, you really don't, as a believer, do you really get to do what you really want to do? Is it really supposed to this? Didn't it say we was bought with a price and our life is not our own? You know?
Yeah.
And I know it sounds like extra deep, but for real, you just think about it like that. Okay, if my life is not my own, do I really get to cuss this person out? Because I want to right now. And I'm going to lean back to the word and to the scripture I've heard before and to what the Holy Spirit is telling me and be like, you know what? I'm going to hold up. I'm going to let him handle it. But I want to handle it. You know, don't be faking like, nah, I don't want to handle it. No, you want to handle it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to rest. I'm a believe in you, Lord. I'm going to rest on you. I'm going to let you handle that because I know I'm going to mess it up. So, Lord, come through with the come through. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's real. Because you'll hear stuff like, man, you they be talking about you bad, bro. And you know he talk about you and you still in his face laughing and joking. Let me explain something to you. That's my response. I found out. I'm going to tell y'all a little tidbit that a good friend of mine told me, and I've been holding on to this since I've heard this. They already was talking. The only difference is now you know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I putting myself in a position where I'm like, yo, come on over. Come to the house. Let's have dinner. Right. No. But if I'm at work, okay, you talking about me. So what? Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying? It's all good. I'm not gonna change who I am for the sake of, because you got an issue with me for whatever it is.
Right.
And it could be in that moment. Well, I don't like how he handled that. Mm-hmm. He cool, but whatever your reason may be, my response is still to walk in love. I have people who literally have lied on me. I'm talking about lied on me, and I done been brought into the office, and a week later, they are in front of me, and because of the position I hold, I need help with X, Y, and Z. And you know what I do?
Help
them. I always tell them this. I help, and I was like, no problem. Family and health first, because this place going to be here. I walk in love regardless. Now, do I want to sometimes? Heck no. In my mind, I'd be like, man, there's one word in my face. I didn't say it. You know, I've seen and say it with you. Man, I wish I would have.
I wish you would.
But what's coming out of my mouth is walking in love. It's not being fake. It's crucifying my flesh at that moment and doing my job and being mutual or neutral where I'm not having any animosity towards you. And that's not how my decisions make. That's not that's not it. You know what I mean? So that's how you respond to adversity. I know this person just lied to me, but then they come to me and tell me that a devastating something devastating is happening in their family, and they coming to me. I could be a butthole, but then now guess who I got to answer to?
Right. Because at the end of the day, it really ain't about you.
No.
And I know people would not like to hear that. And if you're listening on the audio, I know you don't like to hear that. It is about me. They offended me. They did me wrong. You know, they talked about me. It ain't about you. It's about souls, man. At the end of, if you're a believer, your life and your purpose, no matter what vocation you in, is to win some. That's your whole purpose in life, to win some. Now, how you get to the point of winning some is different. You may win some by being a great leader and not saying much. You may win some by talking a whole lot. You may win some by, you know, the way you handle situations. It's all kind of ways.
Yeah, it's ways. You win some. Witness.
But at the end of the day, when you get through, it ain't going to be Rob was a great manager for TSA. Chris was a great manager for this vending company. This person was great, 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 this. When I stand before the Lord Jesus, what did you do with what I gave you?
Right.
I gave you this job. Who did you affect while you was in this job?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
That's what really matters. So when it comes down to that, it's like, okay, yeah, this person offended me and all that. But what if that's a lost soul? Am I so offended that I want them to go to hell because I'm offended? Do they not deserve a chance to get to heaven because I'm so offended because they did something wrong? Or racially, you know, we black. A lot of people that watch this show is black. And somebody, a lot of times we put all that Jesus stuff aside when it's race because, you know, our race has been done wrong forever. And it has been done wrong for a long time. And in workplace type situations, race comes in all the time.
Low key, slick, and high key in your face.
High keys, slow, low key. And, you know, groups stick together. And not just the same group that you think, but a lot of groups stick together. And it don't be us. A lot of times, you know what I'm saying? But above all that, what if the group that's sticking together to get you out, what if God wants you to allow your flesh to die, not literally die, for them to live? And what I mean by that, allow your pride to die for them to live, for them to be set free. Because what it come down to is your pride. This person hurt your pride. They embarrass you. They made you feel bad as less than and blah, blah, blah. I mean, my brother was going through and he was saying this and I'm going to do this and do all that. And all I told him, he'll say this right now. Don't let these folks talk you out your money, bro. Don't let these folks talk you out your blessing. I said a bunch of times, you know what I'm saying? And this brother in a place that he wouldn't have been at if he would have skedaddled on out of that logo on his hat. If he would have skedaddled out of this city, he probably wouldn't be where he at right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's because I said something so great. I'm just saying just the fact of it's like the enemy wants to talk you out of your job. And number two, the enemy wants you to hyper-emphasize over the wrong that happens to you and make that more important than the soul that's in front of you. Now, it takes a person to be highly selfless to look at it like that. And I know everybody ain't. But at the end of the day, what really matters the most? Your pride? Or do these folks go to heaven or hell? Because if you found the greatness and the goodness of God, isn't that more important that somebody else get that, what you get, than your pride being bruised? Go ahead, bro.
No, I mean, I was going to say that, and it's a perfect segue as far as, listen, it ain't easy. How you
not
respond?
At all. Not
it
at
ain't
all.
Easy because it was plenty of times.
Look, man, I went through the ringer all the time.
Hey, I went through the ringer. I was out for 30 days. It got so bad for me as far as what I was going through. But I knew me being out for my 30 days for to get away from everything that I was going through at that time, it was either that or there was going to be a major blow up. And that blow up would have had me out of a job, in jail, whatever the case may be, because the pressure was just hitting from every side. Hard press on every side. But you know what I'm saying? But I didn't fold.
Yeah,
I stepped away. It's nothing wrong with stepping away from a situation. Don't think that this is the biggest thing that I hear from officers all the time, man.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna let them win. Mm-hmm. It ain't about that. You dig what I'm saying? Because not letting a person win, that means your pride. And guess what comes before the fall? Pride comes before the fall. Sir. You know what I'm saying? So if I knew, like, yo, this ain't working. I'm about to explode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took 30 days. I think it's about, been about 3 years now. You dig what I'm saying? But now I'm back. I'm better than ever. Sometimes the little foxes destroy the minds and they get on my nerves. You know what I mean? But it'll never be like it was. And I praise God that I made it through it, because I can help the next person in leadership, or I can do this or I can do that. Go ahead, C.
Let me read this. This is encouragement to you. Rob, you're so hard on yourself, but take it from me, you are definitely one of the best managers there, and you are definitely an asset to TSA. Hey, salute.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Ms. Dingle says, this is good because I work with family and it be a trip sometimes. I'm sure. I'm positive. I'm 1,000% positive, sis, and I don't envy you at all.
That family hit different. And family hit different. And like I've said before, and we can move on after this. We don't have to beat the dead horse, as they say. I have, I think, 73 people under me. If you think all 73 people just think Rob is just the best every single day, you know what I'm saying? I understand that. What I had to understand was, bro, you can't take it personal every single time somebody say something, because they got lives, they got things going on, and you just may be the person in front of them. So for me, how they come at me, I can't come back. This is going back to the point, the response. They come at me sideways. Ah, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm going to let them get that off when I talk to them later. What's really going on?
Yeah.
And I've done it with older white men that you know don't really care for black people. I've done it with older black men who just bitter at life. I've done it with all races, all ages, and I treat everybody the same. And the only one thing that I can say, if you ever ask anybody, Rob on the up and up. I don't really like them, but when I need him to do something for me, he get it done. You see what I mean? But it's a response as opposed to cursing somebody out. Because now, do I check a one word? I almost said it. I've had to check some folks. But I don't check them in a point where I'm cursing them out and belittling them.
Yeah. All right, so to wrap up this subject, man, how important is it to know how to respond when facing workplace adversity? It's extremely important. It's vital. It's vital for so many reasons, man. But we'll land on this. One, to have a good name. You know, Bible says a good name is better than all the money in the world, I believe. And also, man, to have a good name, and then two, is for your witness. Your witness is important. You know what I'm saying? Your witness is very important, man. We got to think about that and our responses, you know, because when people talk about you and they know you're a Christian, they will definitely bring that up. And he's supposed to be a Christian.
Boy.
That's what always happens, huh?
Had it done today.
It's going to happen, man. But on that note, we're going to hold up and wait. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get on up out of here.
Hold up.
Hey. All right, this is a video by an artist by the name of Caleb Gordon. Caleb Gordon, called Yesterday Is Gone. Tomorrow is for wise men. The wisdom just like that that dies like yesterday.
Yesterday gone, don't think about the past. Didn't know who I was under the mask. It look greener when you look at that grass. Jealousy make you blind to what you have. I never trip, never fall. I get up quick, clever. No, we won't be here forever. Walking with God made my principal better. When I was in school, they said I couldn't focus. The teacher would look at me like I was hopeless. Graduated and my eyes open. Coach said that you had to be chosen. I believed till I looked at Moses. Then I went to read by David and Saul. It ain't about if you gonna be chosen. It's about if you gonna answer the call. I'm about to ball, John Wall. This life gon' tick, time bomb. Nobody know when he gon' pop out the clouds. They're ready until the time come. I wanna hear, well done. Shall I fillet me young? You never too old, you never too young. Come follow the king, move some. Yesterday gone, don't think about the past. Didn't know who I was under the mask. It look greener when you look at they grass. Jealousy make you blind to what you have. I never trip, never fall. I get up quick, clever. No, we won't be here forever. Walking with God made my principal better. Turn me up, up in the wave. Enemy, he tried to lead me astray. Thanking you when I don't know what to pray. Lying, why would I act like the prey? Free, why would I act like a slave? Diamonds, maybe it's cause of the chains. Look for you, even though I decay. I'm forgiven, so I threw out the shame. Oh, me gone, David Blaine. Know that this life bring major pain. Tell me now, can you stand the rain? What you know about a Christian? It's a new addition. Listen, watch how I ball like a piston. Life is a gift, you better not miss it. Live it before it's a wrap like Christmas.
Yesterday gone, don't think about the past. Didn't know who I was under the mask. It look greener when you look at they grass. Jealousy make you blind to what you have. I never trip, never fall. I get up quick, clever. No, we won't be here forever. Walking with God made my principle better.
All right, that was called Yesterday's Gone by artist by the name of Caleb Gordon. Got very, very popular on TikTok for some of his history in the background. Guy, he was really, 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 really jumping on TikTok, and he's a pretty decent artist. Man, my thoughts on the song there, no disrespect. I like a lot of his music, but that was 100% Toby Enigwe to me.
Yeah.
It looked very Toby Enigwe without the as good as dancing. And I usually like most of the stuff that Caleb does, but it looked like a real Toby knockoff, man. No hate, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because I think you're a creative guy and you already done a lot of creative things, but that there didn't, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. It was good, but because I had higher expectations for him as an artist, I didn't like the way that video went that way. And once again, this gets around to him and people think I'm hating. We're not hating, but you'll see the other part. I probably think we're hating. So, okay. All right. Go ahead, bro.
video wise, definitely put you in the mindset of Toby. Lyrical wise, like, yeah, I was going to say the song itself is cool. I added the song to the playlist. The video, I don't care if I ever see the video again. Not because it was a trash video,
right?
But because, like I said, like, Caleb is dope. He didn't even have to go that route. And it may have not even been his idea. It could have been idea of the videographer who say, yo, I got this idea. And while he doing it, he wasn't even thinking. As tidbit, that you know happens. How it go when you that shoot happens. A video. That happens. Yeah. Somebody has a vision, and then later on, you looking like, hold up, man. I just saw KB just did that. Now you got me doing the same thing. So, shout out. I like the song itself. The video I wasn't a big fan of, but the song itself, like I said, I added it to the new CHH playlist that I'm creating. So that's that on that. And no, brother, we ain't hating. That ain't what we do.
We are not hating. We're just giving honest comments on the video. You know what I'm saying? And you can go back and look at mine. You may not like them either. Then we'll be okay. It's fine with me. It don't matter.
That'd be yesterday.
Yesterday's gone. All right. That was by Caleb Gordon. Man. Yesterday's gone. Look it up. Put it on your playlist, man. On to our CHH segment.
CHH segment. Yesterday.
All right, question for today for our CHH segment or music segment or creative segment, whatever. We may change it. I don't know what we're going to change it to one day, but CHH for now. If you had $1 million today, how would you spend it as an artist slash creative? If you had $1 million today, how would you spend it as an artist slash creative? And what I mean by that, how would you spend it for that? Not spend it at home. How would you spend it as an artist today? Today. So, Rob, the age you are now. See, Mike, the age I am now. How would you spend it today?
Today.
Right. Go ahead, bro.
You ain't got to spend it
all in one day, neither.
Right. I mean, at our age,
at this
we know
present
better.
Time. We do know better. We know. That won't happen.
I'm buying a publicist. I'm buying a manager. Mm-hmm. I'm getting all the things that I would need.
Buy a whole manager, dog.
You dig what I'm saying?
You ain't paying on it?
I'm paying
dog.
Somebody.
What's your rate forever? This is for the year.
I didn't articulate that right. You ain't going nowhere. And I better see some screams. Boy, on this Diddy. Anyway.
Ooh, Jesus.
Anyhow, man. I would get the things that I know that you need in order to succeed, which is a team, you know, a media team, a booking agent, everything that I need to help me from this point, because I hear it all day long. Well, the music is fire, but I need to know the right avenues to promote it so it can get in front of the right people. You know what I mean? So that means if I got to drop a bag or two for radio play, then it's a pay to play. If y'all don't know that, it's pay to play. If I got a million, then guess what? I can pay to play. And I know exactly what songs to pay for. And I guarantee you them joints going to get the spins if I got the right people on my team to get it.
Okay. If I had $1 million, man, I would hire, not buy. But no, I'm messing with you, dog. I would hire a publicist first.
Yeah.
And then I would hire a creative director for my career, because at the age I am, I would need a creative director, not to write music. I can write music. That's simple. That's easy. But I would say, okay, give me the look that's appropriate for this time that I can do the most with. You know what I'm saying? I got a milli on it. That was the first two things I would do. And then be like, okay, now I'm going to budget out. If I got $1 million, 5-year run. 5-year run that'll keep me going as long as I want to and as long as I'm able. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I budget out something like that. And within that 5-year run, it's like, okay, the videos, who the videographer is, you know, and then I would do some stuff like that. And then that would be my start, is that there, you know, because anything else, it'd be like, well, I got to pay off the house and do all that. That ain't got nothing to do with my music career. Well, I'm going to pay off this one room because it's the studio. There we go. Whatever it costs for me to own this one box.
Right.
I'm going to own that since that's straight for the studio. Go ahead, bro.
No, I think that's right. Like you said, I built this room, right?
Yeah.
But at times, you know, I got to do some renovating to it, because as you can hear me, if anybody can hear me, we figured it out. I got hardwood floors in here, and I probably need to go to a different type of flooring so that it's dampening the sound. So yeah. I would professionally get somebody to come in this mug to professionally soundproof this joint.
That's good.
You know what I mean? Like in my walls, yeah. I put the soundproof in the ceiling. I put the soundproof in the walls around me. Yeah. I made sure it was thick enough, but it's not enough. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, I went on YouTube, figured out how to do it. Praise God. I did it with my own two hands, but I'm not a professional. So I would professionally get things tuned and set so that these microphones, because I watch podcasts who have production.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do that as well, because I feel like the music and the podcast are one and the same.
Yes,
so with that being said, I would definitely put money into Not the Same to turn this mug into what I think everybody needs to see, which would that mean us having the same platform when this has become our mark? You dig what I'm saying? So being in the same room really doesn't matter to us, but it would be the same at Chris' house. It would be the same at Rob's house.
Yeah.
If we got we would have paying for somebody for engineering the sound. So C not working everything. So the comments are popping up. Like we would have a team for everything that we're doing, so that C Micah as an artist, he's doing this thing, Robert Dean doing this thing, and then when we come together for Not the Same podcast, we're doing our thing and we're truly not the same in every aspect that we do. We feel like that now.
Yes.
But to have that, the resources to actually be able to put it out there. Oh man, it'll be unstoppable. What the people saying?
Before I go to, I did want to say that too. I want to piggyback on what you're saying. I will put a lot of money into. I probably would buy us a studio where we can have a studio here in our house for music as well as that. But hire someone to be an engineer, like you were saying, to run it, and hire a team to promote the podcast, because the music and the podcast go hand in hand. I can't just be an artist. And I said artist slash creative, so that kind of puts in everything else. All right, I'm going to start with Hagans. Hagans say, I'm buying time, paying up all bills for a couple of years so I don't have to work and dash so much. And I can pop out, network, and work on my craft. I definitely buy some studio equipment, too. That's what's up. Ms. Dingle said, I want to buy a Roku channel to do some Christian hood movies, Christian Tubi. That's what's up, sis.
hey, you definitely got to let your boy be a one of them.
Hagan said, I got to have electricity and rent paid in order to do music. I'm paying bills. Okay. Hagan say, Tyler Perry is Christian Tubi before Tubi was Tubi. Oh, 100%. 100%.
Them plays was Christian Tubi. Them like,
hey, everybody popped out, though. I went to like 5 of them joints before they was even movies.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something. Tyler Perry basically on BET. Every show that come on BET is Tyler Perry production.
100%.
You dig what I'm saying? So, Tyler Perry may not be hood enough, but I tell you what, if you watch some of his more raunchy shows, it get hood. It get hood. Yeah. I ain't going to even promote my guy, but I do watch a couple of the raunchy shows because I'm ratchet sometimes.
Rob Ratchet instead of Rob. I'm Ratchet
Rob, brother. Get it right.
Oh, my bad, brother. Right. Okay.
It's Rob Redeem, Ratchet Rob, Sanctified Stanley, and Sin and Stan. You dig what I'm saying?
Depending on the day, which one you're going to get. Be careful. watch yourself one way. But yeah, man, another thing I probably would do, man, is if I had a million, we go to a studio. Rob goes more than me, but I would probably invest into like a whole album from Preston and be like, look, dog, I need a month. Clear your schedule. 100%. Clear your schedule. I want to do that with him. I don't even know the producers I would want to do this, but I need two. I would need to find and be like, dog, clear your schedule. I want all your joints. And we finna work on it. I'm going to be a month off work, and that's going to be painful for me because I like to work. A lot of people don't say that. I do. Rob will tell you, I like to work, actually. So that would be painful for me, but I'm going to take a month. I'm going to come out of there with some home run. Well, at least it's going to be my home run. I'm going to love it. You may hate it, but shoot, I'm going to be happy.
Right.
One word. I put a million in that thing.
I put enough in it. That's the pay to play. Because after we get those segments and those songs, look, an album, we talking about 10 songs at 3 minutes long.
Hey, you can say, I know a dope producer.
2.5 to 3 minutes long songs, 10 songs.
Yeah.
One of them going to hit. One of them going to have a banging hook. One of them going to have a banging something. And yeah, I'm a pay to get that mug moving. Nah, a million after taxes, Mr. G. Good Lord.
Yeah, after taxes. Thank you. Hey, I'm glad you clarified it, though. Yes, after taxes. Well, I can touch all the million. But listen, how much would you budget for features, bro?
I don't know. I had sent you something on what is that? Instagram. What Mission was talking about for these up and coming artists. Why are y'all paying?
Yeah, I remember.
And I respected this. He said, why are y'all paying money for these artists to be on? And then you get mad when that artist don't promote your song. They have no investment in it. You were a transaction. You dig what I'm saying? My man, Bear Witness is on here. Like, he sent me a couple of tracks over him, and we've been working together. Like, I've given him two verses, and I think I'm in the middle of writing one now. And then that cipher that we're doing for St. Louis, and then I'm doing a national joint. When things get in order, I got him on that one too. So, you know, that's I don't know, man, because I only got two people I want to work with. You know what I'm saying? As far as when I say that, because of course you got the people that you work with, but I'm talking about like shoot for the stars. I only got two artists that shooting for the stars wise that I would actually consider doing a song with. Otherwise it would be the people I know, you dig what I'm saying? Like the people that I've been working with, Bear Witness, not cause he on here, but three, I would pull him out of retirement. Like, you know how I am. I've always been like that. So I don't care about the big name because I'm not trying to get on because of the big name. We'd be like that for this podcast. We're not calling you on here because you got a big name. We calling you on here because we want to interview you. One word. We ain't trying to get views off your name. You dig what I'm saying? I'm gonna say it again. Go ahead.
No views only last a day. They only last a day. One subscriber and then they dip out when you ain't on there all the time. So it ain't about the views. We want to interview you. What I would probably do, man. My features would probably be only singers, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like if I had a budget to get some super dope singer, I want that. You know what I'm saying? Whoever it may be. I want some dope singer to kill a hook. That's what I want. Male or female, I need them to kill this hook because, man, I can do the rapping. My homeboys, we can do the rapping.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Not that I'm not impressed by no rappers. That ain't the point. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the point. I probably would spend I may get one super dope rapper, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, maybe Lecrae, you know what I'm saying? And the only reason I say maybe Lecrae is that I know him, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think if I asked him, if I really seen him lately and be like, hey, bro, what would it cost to do this? He'd probably give me a price, you know what I'm saying? Because I know him, but it wouldn't be. So that'd probably be the only one. But if it's like some stranger out the blue, I probably want to get a singer out the blue than a rapper. And the reason because rappers are so judgmental. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, man, I'm finna murk this dude. I don't feel like doing all that. That's why, man, let me get a dope singer. Man, give me Anthony Hamilton or something. He ain't my favorite, but, man, I mean,
Yeah,
I believe he might know Jesus a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He could get the hook where I won't feel too dirty from that joint. You know what I'm saying? I ain't better get Trey Songz on that.
I think he is. I think he'll believe what. If you get Trey Songz on Trey, that, then you know, Miss Dingo ain't going to listen.
I mean, Usher wear a cross on his neck, but nah, I ain't going to get Usher because they ain't going to be coming to hear me rap. They're going to be like, man, get to that hook, dog.
Right.
Is you doing the video, C. Micah? And you ain't got to be in the video. Bro, you really ain't got to be in the video.
Right. See, Micah, you good, but you ain't good.
You good, but you ain't Usher, one word. No, I am not. You right. You 100%. All right, my bad. I missed this. Hagan said, I don't even make 3-minute songs no more. If they going to put 2 verses on it, they can loop it. I feel you, brother.
Yeah.
Mr. G, use Alicia Keys. I love Alicia Keys' voice. I would. Hey, yeah. Swiss, no hate, my guy. I pay for it, dog. And hey, I take a beat, too, dog. While I'm hollering at right. Swiss. Let me get one of them beats too. I like your beats, dog.
You want your throwaways in a hook.
Look at Miss Dingle. Trey, yes. See, she didn't put that. Right. Yeah, I know. Why I can't do it.
That's
I ain't
why
jealous
I said,
at
Dingle,
all. But I just know it ain't going
to
be.
You know what? See, Mike, it made me backslide. I can't listen to this.
This one word got Trey Songz and Usher on the same song. Well, I had the budget.
Yeah, that was one song. Your budget gone, my guy.
Well, it's going to be one song and be one rap verse.
One verse. This is what I'm going to say, y'all. If you just tuning in, you've never seen Not the Same podcast. We just having fun tonight. You know what I mean? This is just a little what if, just in case you on here like, man, they be on this. Yes, tonight we on it. One words. We just having a good time. Because everybody has that. What would you do with $1 million?
Of course.
Some people are lying and say, I won't change. You a lie. You change when you get paid. You know how I know? You go fill up your tank. You go buy you something to eat. So I know you're going to change with $1 million. Because when your 2-week check hit, you change. You did.
A whole new person.
You did what I mean? Like, you don't think you're going to change? Income tax coming up.
Watch what happens.
I could drop the mic at that point.
Flip.
Income tax. So you get that million, you better
Ms.
have
Dingle,
a game
talking
plan.
About, talking about gotta get the oil. All right, Ms. Dingle. Ms. Dingle. Chill out, Ms.
Dingle. we talking about blessed oil, right, sister? We talking about... All right. Come on, man. Let's go.
Stupid. All right, man. We're going to hold up and wait, man. I'm going to save my sis, man. Let's get to the last song of the night, dog.
Hold up.
Stop all this foolishness. All right, this is by an artist by the name of Mr. Eshawn Burgundy. He is some would consider a legend in the CHA spacious. This is a song called...
No longer CHH, right?
Yeah, he is. He said he acts like he ain't. He is. All right, then what I hear, this is the song.
His radiant favorite artist right here.
Why you playing me? I made you better than anything you've ever claimed to be. How you on demon time, my G? I made you royalty. Promise you kingdoms, all I wanted back was loyalty. Hey, why you testing me? How you act like a beast and expect to rest in peace? I tell you love him, you see your brother stretch him and leave. Beat on that woman I gave you the lead. Cheat on that woman with the devil, you mixing my seed. But you a G, gon' up that metal and pull that pedal. Won't be nothing left till the dust is settled. And the grave diggers got shovels. And the choir singing falsetto. Funerals as usual, cause it's lawlessness in the ghetto. But are you tired of being blind? Rebellious children of mine, I'm jealous of wood and stone. Repenting me for your crimes. Cause you are the dry bones and I've come to carry you home. The Messiah swallowed my wrath and his blood gon' buy you back from the trap.
Blind eyes, humble yourself. Humble yourself.
Unhardening your heart. Unstiffing your neck. Humble yourself.
Got some vocals right quick.
But you keep thugging on wiretaps, they line you up. You fall down, then fire back. Your time is up for selling crack. I double back. I got you in my arms. See the holes that's in my palms. The clock is ticking.
Notice the silence, but don't be alarmed. The proposition is this: repentance, confession, baptism in the spirit, striving for perfection, respond to correction when you hear it. United Snakes of America, they keep hissing, so my children don't listen. All they want is religion, making memes of every prophet that I've ever sent to convict them. Streaming on every topic except what pertains to my mission, in the pursuit of currency, but currency is faith and wisdom. It's with these things you bail yourself out of eternal prison. You perish for lack of knowledge. You pledge allegiance to collegiate witchcraft in college. My mind is so much higher than all your well-respected scholars. You no longer dressing modest, and each day you lay in iniquity, you forfeiting my promise. I promise.
Pride, lies, blind eyes. Humble yourself. Humble yourself.
All right, that was, I don't know what it was. That was Eshawn. It was hard. I forgot the name of the song, but listen, man, I want to shout out Eshawn Burgundy. I believe I had the pleasure to meet this guy one time. He has been solid as an artist forever. You know what I'm saying? The brother got a smooth voice. He got bars, the way it comes together. I am not, as you know, Mr. G is a big East Coast fan. I'm not the biggest East Coast fan. He makes me love East Coast music because it is so... He is like, Rob knows this guy, Sean C. Johnson. If you ever heard of Sean C. Johnson, he's like one of the smoothest singers that you will ever hear. It's so smooth, right? And he is a goofy dude in real life. But when he sings, it's just smooth and it's just natural. It comes out like that. And that's the way I feel about Eshawn Burgundy. When he raps, man, that joint is so smooth and concise. And the way the words come together is like, man, so big salute to that dude, man. And the video was, I mean, it was like a little selfie joint, but extra clean, so he had a real good camera. And it was dope, man. I highly enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And the vocals surprised me. So go ahead, bro.
It reminded me of like a Tiny Desk setup, if you've ever seen the Tiny Desk concert. Mm-hmm. So the joint was definitely extra crispy. Yeah. Bars were sick. I mean, 100%. he said a few things in there, you know, about sororities and fraternities, you know, yeah, what I mean? Like he threw that in there, about giving away our blessing for, yeah, for sin or whatever the case may be. Eshawn dope, man. The video was dope because it made you listen to, that's why I said Tiny Desk. When you go on Tiny Desk, they're there and you're there to listen to what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And yeah, that mug was on point, bro.
Big again, but look up, I can't remember the name of the song. I was so captivated by the bars, but look up Eshawn Burgundy, excuse me, his latest joint. Brother make great music, man. He been making great music for a long time. And
it probably called Humble Yourself. I mean,
it was like that. It was this what I live or something like that, man. I don't want to pull it back up, but hey, big salute to Eshawn Burgundy, man. Beautiful song, beautiful joint.
Yo, have you ever thought, I really enjoy what these guys are doing with this podcast. How can I be a blessing to them? How can I help support them? Look, if this is your first time tuning in, do us a favor real quick. Hit that like, subscribe, and notification button. What you about to see come across the screen. That way you know when us 2-1 words come live, or if we just do an impromptu and just pop on. We are live every Wednesday for our sports, every Thursday for the Faith and Music Show, and every other Tuesday for the Bible study, you know what I mean? So we will definitely be back next week for the Bible study. We've had some things going on where we wasn't able to do so. So I'll put it this way. If everything goes the way that it's planned, we will be back next week for the Bible study because I got some ongoing things that seem to pop off on Tuesdays. Yeah. So that's what I will say. But if you hit that notification button, you will know that we live and you ain't got to guess it. You dig? Because it's Bible study tonight. Turn on the notifications. One word, you will know. You can also support us by going, not the same podcast, on Cash App. You can do that, notthesamepodcast.com /support. And you can see the last three episodes of what we've done. So like I said earlier, man, over 15,000 views now over collectively. And we're believing in the Lord to even go double that this year. You know what I mean? With us putting our boots to the ground, plow to the dirt and making this thing happen.
And do us a favor, if you're new here and you just found out about us, you're enjoying what you're doing, enjoying what you're seeing, man, tell your homies, tell your friends, man.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Let them know about what we got going on here, man, because trust me, one show got over 185 shows, another one got over 102. Yeah. We ain't stopping no time soon. So, yeah, just go on and tell them we'll be here. You know what I'm saying? Also, if you're on social media, you can find us on Twitter at Not The Same Pod. on everywhere else and not the same podcast, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. You can find us on all those places, man. Give us a follow. Give us a like. See what we're doing over there. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start doing exclusive stuff for the for our social media thing, man. I ain't told Rob that, but we both probably in the vein. He ain't going to disagree. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start doing some exclusive things, some behind-the-scenes type stuff, man. So keep tuned in. Get locked in. Follow us on social media as well. With all that being said, man, for those 15,000 views, man, we couldn't have done it without y'all. We thank y'all. It is a blessing. You know, some people that's streamers, they be like, man, you just getting started, whatever, man. We grateful for every bit, everything.
Every bit of
man,
it.
Because we didn't do it. Y'all did it. You know what I'm saying? We can't view ourselves. We're not going looking at our shows 15,000 times. That's stupid. We ain't going to be able to do that. So it's y'all that's telling people and showing other people about what we're doing, and we don't take it for granted. Thank you so much, man. For real.
For sure, man. Yeah, man.
And with that being said, I'm C. Micah.
I'm Robert Dean.
We'll see y'all next week. We are
you
out.
Know it.
About our Father's business, grind mode, filled with His Holy Spirit, that's a cheat code, holiness the standard, we never fold, we about to make a scene, episode, about our Father's business.